You're listening to SBS News.
The head of the Catholic Church, Pope Francis, says he plans to get a COVID-19 vaccination as early as next week. The 84-year-old has urged the world's 1.2 billion Catholics to take the vaccine.
Io credo che eticamente...
I believe that ethically everyone should be vaccinated because you're playing with your health, life, but also with the lives of others. I don't know why some people are saying no, that the vaccine is dangerous. If the doctors are introducing it as something that will work and that doesn't have special dangers, why not take it? There is a suicidal denial, which I cannot explain, but today we have to get vaccinated.
Oggi si deve prendere il vaccino.
Catholics held their first Mass of the year at the sacred baptism site on the River Jordan. Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem, Pier Battista Pizzaballa, led the ceremony. He says the pandemic has paralysed church life.
We didn't celebrate properly Easter, even Christmas was not done properly, and also the activities in the churches, youth, groups, movements, everything was paralysed. And this is not church life. We have, through the media, a lot of meetings, but it's not the same. Especially for us, the prayer is to meet together and to break the bread. So it was terrible. Second point, pilgrims. Pilgrims are part of our church. And we, for the first time, we didn't have pilgrims at all, nothing.
Other high-profile figures showed their support for vaccination over the weekend, with Britain's Queen Elizabeth II, 94, and her husband Prince Philip, 99, receiving the first dose of the inoculation over the weekend. They join more than 1.5 million people in Britain who have received the vaccination. The country has one of the highest death tolls from the virus in Europe, alongside Italy, with an increase of 563 deaths to bring the overall tally to more than 80,000. New modelling by Edge Health suggests the true number of people infected to date in the UK is 12.4 million people, five times higher than the official government statistic. London-based doctor Catherine Henderson, the president of the Royal College of Emergency Medicine, says the situation is at a critical point.
We see a continual wave of patients coming in who have COVID. So we have got an awful lot of patients coming who are really sick. They're majors patients. In other words, they need to be in a cubicle. They need to be admitted. They need to have a hospital bed. And we're struggling to get them into the system, into the hospital, because beds are really tight because there are so many patients who are needing care for COVID.
Meanwhile, health workers in Spain have gone to extraordinary lengths to ensure COVID-19 patients receive treatment. Due to Storm Filomena, Madrid experienced its heaviest snowfall in 50 years. In a video posted on social media, Nurse Paco says he and his colleague Monica walked 22 kilometres through the snow to reach a public hospital in Madrid to relieve exhausted staff.
20 de la mañana, del sábado.
We left home at 4:30. We're on the road on our way to the hospital because even though the mayor has told us to stay at home, there are workers we have to cover for so they can leave. This video is dedicated to all those workers who have to go to work today. We have done 11 kilometres so far. We have another 11 kilometres left. We will arrive for breakfast. Let's go.
No, llegamos para el desayuno. Vamos.
Across Spain, the virus has killed more than 51,000 people, while the overall number of confirmed cases recently passed 2 million. Spain's Interior Minister, Fernando Grande Malasca, says police escorted convoys are being organised to ensure the storm does not delay the delivery of COVID-19 vaccines.
Despite the heavy snow blizzard over the weekend, we are set to receive a delivery of coronavirus vaccine doses by plane. We are taking all the measures necessary to ensure the vaccines are delivered to regional health centres.
Israel's government says it expects those over the age of 16 could get the vaccine by March after more than 1.5 million people receive their first dose of the Pfizer vaccine. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he believes the pace of the vaccine rollout is the world's fastest.
Today we have more than 72% of people over 60 vaccinated. We will finish that. Another huge delivery is due to arrive and we will start vaccinating the next group, the over 50s, 50 to 60, and that's how we will move forward. The Health Minister and I have decided that from today we will increase the pace to 170,000 vaccines a day. It's a world record.
The Czech president, Miloš Zeman, says he's asked his Israeli counterpart for help with organising the vaccination campaign. The country recorded a daily tally topping 17,000 cases twice in the last week, with the overall number of cases exceeding 830,000. Over 13,000 people have died from the virus. Inoculations began right after Christmas, with Prime Minister Andrej Babiš the first person in the country to receive the vaccine. Mr. Zeman's remarks came as 3,000 protesters in Prague gathered to communicate their anger over government restrictions, which they say have failed to stop infections and are destroying businesses. More countries are reporting cases of the highly contagious overseas variants of COVID-19. Officials in Japan say a new coronavirus variant has been detected in four travellers who arrived in Tokyo from Brazil's Amazonas state on January the 2nd. Russia has also recorded its first case of the coronavirus variant first detected in the UK without providing further information. Cases of the variant were also reported in seven people in Marseille, southern France. The B.1.1.7 coronavirus variant is thought to have first emerged in southeastern England late last year and has since been detected in at least 34 countries around the world. New findings by researchers in the US show the current vaccines are effective against the variant identified in the UK. The research shows antibodies collected from former patients very rarely target parts of the virus mutated in the UK variant. Molecular scientist Professor Lawrence Young at the University of Warwick Medical School says there's still a lot that's unknown about virus mutations.
So you get many, many different antibody responses, and the breadth of that response is such that the belief is that particularly for the UK variant, that the changes we've seen genetically that result in a slightly altered spike protein should not be so enormous as to negatively impact the effectiveness of the vaccines. The South African variant is a bit more worrying because it has more changes in the spike gene that encodes the protein that we know is really important for enhancing the infectivity of the virus.
United Nations officials have cautioned people against resting all their hopes on the vaccination alone to end the pandemic. Senior advisor from the World Health Organization, Dr. Bruce Elwood, says vaccination rates need to be high for the measure to be effective.
This is not going to work if people are mixing at high rates, if they're not using masks, if they're not doing all those things that are so important. What we need to do now is identify the cases rapidly, the mild cases, the moderate cases that are driving this crisis, get them isolated. That plus the rollout of the vaccines is what is going to see those curves change. But it's not going to change just by those drops of vaccines that are going out at the current rate.
In China, where the original coronavirus first emerged in late 2019, authorities tightened restrictions on two cities near Beijing to stamp out a growing cluster. The new week-long stay-at-home orders affects about 18 million people in Shijiazhuang and Xintai. Zheng Yixin, Vice Director of the National Health Commission, says officials are particularly worried about the potential for the virus to spread with Lunar New Year approaching, when hundreds of millions travel to visit family and friends.
This winter and next spring, the situation of epidemic prevention and control is still grim and complex, and the task is arduous. In particular, with the coming of the Lunar New Year festival, the number of overseas returnees will increase, the mobility of domestic workers will increase, and the flow of imported cold chain food and goods will increase. All of these factors will increase the risk of epidemic transmission.
The health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.